82.
Okay. I want to welcome everyone out. This is the December the 14th regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'll give an invocation and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could all be here together. We're thankful for all those in attendance, and we're thankful for the years and the opportunities that as commissioners and county judge we've been able to serve together, for those things we've accomplished, and we regret the failures we may have made, and we ask thee to protect those who protect us, those here and abroad, and watch over their families during this Christmas season. We're thankful for this time of year when we celebrate our Savior's birth, and we're especially grateful for his atoning sacrifice. We ask thee to help us make the best decisions we can today and throughout the rest of this year, and ask for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 2 is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Motion to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkin, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll's approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are
abstain.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. The Upshur Marion CSCD FY18 statement of financial position, applications for use of Upshur County roads, rights of way, and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Perfect timing.
In the perfect sync.
What's it used to say when you get
Jinx. Item 3 is discuss and take action to approve the radio tower access contract with UT Health Texas EMS. Sheriff, would you like to address this?
Yes, basically what this is a contract with them, so we can put our equipment on the tower.
At Barnwell?
Yes, at Barnwell Mountain.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is there cost associated with it? Is there cost associated with this?
No.
They're just protecting their liability. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the contract. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven is discuss and take action to approve Julie York, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Agent's request to apply for graduate school for a Doctor of Education degree through the Agricultural Education and Communications Department of Texas Tech University for the fall of 2019. Apparently, even though the ag agents and the extension agents are not our employees, they have to ask the Commissioner's Court where they work if they can go to school. This is what her boss told her.
Yeah.
Her supervisor.
And she wanted to say that there is no cost associated with the county. This is strictly 100% on Julie for her to go.
Julie's not here. How much time's involved in this? Did she ever tell you?
Quite a bit.
But she said it'll be at night and we shouldn't interfere with the job.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Burka to approve the request by Julie York. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to declare a list of computers, cell phones, and other miscellaneous equipment as surplus and sell it at auction.
Praise the Lord.
Estella and the auditor have provided us with this long spreadsheet.
Is that big box of cell phones in here listed too?
Yeah,
It is listed. I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve this list.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the list of surplus for sale. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And will the auction people take care of all the notice requirements and all that? They do, right?
We anticipate less than $500 in this sale, and I do. We don't even have to put it in the paper.
Okay.
It just needs to be on our website.
Okay. Estella's aware of that too, then. Item six is discuss and take action to approve amendment to net data contract correcting the beginning date. Madam Auditor?
This is really an accounting cleanup issue that I want to take care of because years down the road, nobody's going to know what's going on. When NetData presented their contract to us, the written contract was effective October 1, 2014 for 60 months. But their verbal intent and their promise to the court was not to charge us the annual fee until we were up and running and we went live, which didn't happen until October 2015. The first payment that we made after we went live, NetData billed it as if it was October 15 through September of 16. However, I ran that by the outside auditors, and they wanted me to backdate that expense to align with the 60 months in the original contract. So I have backdated every invoice that they have sent me to the previous year based on the original contract. Something I would like to clean up because I don't want the new court coming in and thinking that September 30th of 19, they are no longer obligated to NetData. It's actually September 30th of 20. When our period ends. So we just need to change the beginning date on that contract to October 1 of 15. And they have sent us an email and they are on board with this plan.
Motion to approve.
I would imagine you get an extra year.
But not an extra annual payment. That's not.
Yeah.
No.
So the 29th of August date will be October 1.
I'm sorry?
The 29th of August date on the contract will.
No, it's actually in the term. If you look down.
Under number one.
Okay.
And so I'm going to leave very thorough notes for the outside auditors, and I'm hoping that they will do a prior period adjustment to actually increase last year's fund balance, because if we change this, it's actually going to take away 1 year that we've already paid. So does that make sense? We've made 3 payments to Net Data so far.
And that will still remain the 60
bottom
months.
Bottom line, I've always backdated them. So I'm hoping they're going to do a prior period adjustment to increase our fund balance at the end of the last fiscal year that will essentially get them on the new cycle.
Okay. It really is to correct an accounting issue with outside auditors.
I got it. Motion to approve the amended date to the Net Data contract.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Barkus, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the amended date on the Net Data contract. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. So here's my initial with the correct date on it. And then. Okay.
I did.
Item 7 is discuss and take action to assign the former IT office to the elections administration. One reason we would like to do this is it makes the machine, if the machines are on the first floor, then all they have to do is roll them halfway down the hall and out the ramp. If there's been elevator issues in the past, where they had to be toted up and down the stairs, and just think this would be easier. And it will free up the old, what I call the JP office, on the corner right below where Brandy's sitting, right there.
They're not moving the administrative office, though, just the housing of the equipment?
Just the equipment.
Yeah, basically for storage. Yeah. I move we assign former IT office to the elections administration.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner. Yes, sir. Mr. Womble?
I changed locks on the door yesterday where the servers are.
Okay.
It's still going to be imperative that we have access to get in there. And the only people that I'm aware of that will need access is me and Stella and Ricky.
Lori, will you be able to work that out so the machines are secure?
Yes.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Just so that everybody understands, the actual brain is not located in that office. It is contained in a safe in Lori's office. So there is no way anybody can mess with the computer part. All we're storing is the major big chunky things of the machine, not the brain.
The brain is behind 2 locked doors. And the machines don't have the voting tabulation cards in them, so
it's more or less just the cabinets.
It's just the cabinets, yeah. The motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to assign the former IT office to the elections administrator. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is here from Rob Stewart regarding the Upshur County school land and discuss as needed. Rob's here with us. And he wants to tell us about what he's done out there lately.
It's been, about 3 years or 4 since I was here last time. And I just wanted to check in, see if anybody had any questions about what we were doing. The last time I was here, I brought pictures of the cactus prickly pears that had been invaded probably 80% of the ranch. And we decided to extend my contract if I would go ahead and do all that spraying in advance.
How'd that work?
It worked perfect. Of the 80% of the ranch that was bad, we probably killed 70%, which would be above average with the chemical.
Awesome.
I brought drone video up above the ranch so that you can actually see that the cactus is gone. In places, that cactus was 6-7 foot tall, where you couldn't go through it with a horse, four-wheeler or anything. And you can see how it's just collapsed and it's gone. We built some new tanks. The ranch is in good shape. And I mainly just wanted to check in and see if anybody had any questions about what we're doing.
Rob, did they, anything ever mature where they were going to come in and cut that?
No, crude oil broke from 125 bucks to 30
okay.
after that agreement, and that company just basically quit trying to access any country because it wasn't economically feasible.
Yeah.
It's just not possible to pay for that
service
because to get mesquite out is so expensive. Unless crude oil goes back up, that company won't show up. But it was, like I was telling Frank, it was a gift if we could have pulled it off.
Oh, yeah.
Because if anybody stays to see the video, you'll see the infestation of mesquite is horrible. But the cost is beyond what I can do on my improvements section to remove it. And you don't want to remove it all, because it's part of what makes this property worth more than any of the school land around it is the hunting. And I brought pictures of some of the deer that have been killed this year so that you can see that the management plan that we're using is perfect, because I've been there 7 years and we're killing bigger deer now than when I took it. So
is that company that...
I'm not killing.
Is that company that we agreed to remove the mesquite, are they still in business though?
Well, they didn't file bankruptcy or anything like that. They're still there, but there's no activity.
No.
Did you bring a projector?
No, I was afraid y'all would be in a hurry, so I just brought a laptop where anybody could look at it that wanted to see it.
Okay.
It would have been a big deal to set all that up to show you. I didn't know if anybody was that interested in seeing it.
I want to see it.
I am.
Yeah. I want to see it.
You want to give them quick.
Who has a projector? Trace?
Mr. Stewart, you said that.
Okay. I'm going to. Commissioner,
you said that.
You preside. I'm going to.
80% of the ranches are bad with Christian paracactus. You probably kill 70% of that with chemicals.
Right.
And you said that in places the cactus was probably 6 to 7 feet tall and impassable. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Rob, as you tell them, I know that you've done extensive work on water tanks out there,
right.
And I know that you were concerned whether or not you'd ever get them full. Tell
right.
the other commissioners what you told me earlier.
Yeah, when I took that lease, most of the tanks had either caved in and silted in with mud, and there was very little water. And in the 2011 to 12 period, where we didn't get any rain at all, we took bulldozers and cleaned all those tanks out. And we built 14 basically new tanks with the improvement money. And that took 11 months to do. And once we finished, it started raining, and I think it was August of 12. And those tanks completely filled up. We've been in great shape for water until last year. And we went about 8 months with very little moisture. So what we did is we finished cleaning the ones that we didn't get done when it started raining in 12. So I brought pictures of a new tank. Frank has seen how big these things are that we have built, so that you can see the actual size, that these aren't just little holes. These are enormous size tanks. And we finished that one. We've had 30 inches of rain since the day we finished that one. So
that's kind of like divine hand
there. Some of them broke. There was so much water going over the tops that the dams broke. But we'll patch those up with what little money we have.
How long of a drought could you sustain now?
When I say that we were almost out, that's as a cattleman looking at it, that going into winter when it's cold and the tanks are freezing and cattle walk out on it and fall through, we could go 24 months without any moisture and still be able to keep the ranch stocked at the level that we're at.
Wow.
But I've never stocked the ranch with as many cattle as what was previously on it, because there was so little grass from the overgrazing that we haven't been able to run what you and I discussed as the maximum stocking rate, which would be one cow-calf unit for 30 acres.
Right.
You know, we're running one for maybe every 45. Yeah. And that's what we've done through 7 years.
Now, with this cactus being killed off,
yes.
is that going to improve that now?
Now,
are you going to be able to put some grass back
should
on?
At least be up to average of 1 in 30. The mesquite limits some, but it's also just a business decision of mine to not ever stock it to full capacity, because if you do get into a situation where you don't have the rain or you have a fire, if you have too many, you're just going to get caught. So we've just stayed under what which was comfortably profitable for us, and it improved the land. So that's how it is.
How about oil and gas production? Is anything going on out there?
You know, we stay out of those guys' way. Since I'm not really involved in it, I don't. The only time I talk to those guys is when I have a problem with them. And the only problems I've had with them is with the roads. Because I do all the repairs of the roads when it should be them. You know, we take 2 pickups in and out of there, and in hunting season, maybe 10.
Yeah.
And semi-trucks hauling water in and out and hauling oil out, they tear the roads up and then I fix them.
Are you able to get them to do anything?
You know, in the beginning, it was really, they were very pleasant to deal with, but the last time I talked to them, I was pretty upset.
Yeah.
Because they were just driving through holes and making them worse. And so I basically had told them if this didn't get fixed, I was going to come down here and talk to y'all. So
yeah.
Since then, I haven't heard from them.
Did they fix the road?
They fixed it, and I fixed it first. And the part that had really upset me about it is it was a big wash that a semi just continued to go through 3 times a day. And that thing was getting so big that we couldn't get through it with a pickup. So I put a culvert in it, fixed it, and then a semi came by that afternoon, went over it, crushed it, smashed the culvert, all of the stuff we'd done instead of going around it. And that's when I had to call them.
Yeah.
But they came back and fixed it.
Well, I think you need to continue with that pressure. They need to leave it. I think that's their contract, because they need to leave it like it.
Right. And I'm sure the way they look at it is at the end of the year we'll fix it, which doesn't do a lot of good if you're trying to drive in and out of the river.
Right. Yeah.
I haven't had any problems compared to what a problem would be.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Okay.
And they have always done what they said that they would do. But the last deal, you know, was just not right. And
yeah.
I probably didn't handle it right. But since then, I haven't talked to them that much.
Mr. Stewart, do you lease the land in both Baylor and Throckmorton counties, or just one of the two?
Both.
The
way it sits, the land in Baylor County is on the east side of Highway 283. And the land in Throckmorton County is on the west side of 283, about a mile south of the main entrance.
How many total acres is that?
17,600.
Thank you, sir.
There's not a lot of activity from the oil company. I don't know what they're doing. There hasn't been any new drilling. Maybe one. What there? You can see some of the wells in the videos. It looked like maybe one of the wells is not being pumped. But the trucks are still there, so I know they're getting some oil out of there. I don't know what.
What you need?
Trying to figure out how
they're seeing it.
The best way to get it up on that wall.
You were talking about fires.
Mm-hmm. Can you put it here?
Is there
and
any
an
way?
Angle?
Have you contacted any of the local fire departments or volunteer fire departments to see if they could do like a controlled burn exercise or something out there to get rid of some of that brush?
Well, here's, you know, every year as part of the maintenance, I have built fire guards around it and through it so that if we get a fire, it won't take the whole place out. And I'm a large contributor to both of the volunteer fire departments in Baylor County and Throckmorton, so that if we have a fire, they'll come. But while we were doing the pear spray, we needed the pear to be alive so that when you spray it, and the chemical is about $23 an acre, which is extremely expensive to spray. The process takes about 5 years for the chemical to soak through the wax on the outside of the pear and to get into the actual plant. And then it filters through the plant and it kills it from the inside out. And then it just kind of collapses on itself. Once all that pear is on the ground, yes, we could do, you know, controlled burns, but the conditions have to be perfect because where we're sitting, the Travis County school land is next to us with 18,000 acres. The Polk County school land is beside us. If we were to lose control of that, the liability to me would be enormous if we burned off all that land. So unless things are just perfect, I'm not going to do that.
So you said you'd put up some fire guards.
Yes.
To minimize damage if you have a fire.
Yes.
Okay.
I've got fire guards built through the middle, through the sides.
You got your laptop up?
Yep.
Do you need some electric cord?
No, it's right there on the wall.
Okay.
Call that a problem.
Have you got electricity when you plug the water up into it?
Yeah.
Promotions.
He's a chief.
I should have brought my son.
I was thinking, do you have VGAs and stuff like that?
I don't know.
There we
go. Two
pairs. In Walmart, in Ford, can't afford a whole pair?
Nope, no VGAs.
Not for all. Can't work.
He's got HDMI and this is the old VGA.
You know, I can show y'all.
This one doesn't have the VGA hookup on the back, so if I had a converter.
And anybody.
There's no S video? How about S video?
He doesn't have it on this end.
No S video on it?
Yeah, I've got it on this end, not on that one.
I see a cable there.
None of those.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I may have a converter downstairs. Let me go see it. If I do,
we'll just take a look at it. We'll just take a look on the laptop.
Okay. Is that okay? And then I'm sure everybody
just turn it around right there.
Yeah. Oh, for all of us.
Yeah.
What if you put it on the table so that, that everyone can see it? And, we, okay.
And then,
and then y'all come out.
Over on that table right there.
Pull it down.
Put it up, or put it up on top where you can see it. It doesn't matter as long as nobody knocks it off. It pulls it up. Let's go look.
Will it sit on that table?
I'll just hold on to it.
Thank you.
run around is about 100 yards. That tank at the deepest point is probably 12. This is not one of the largest ones that Frank's and those guys came out and saw. Some that was below a natural drainage off the hill. Those were 400 yards across 20.
Yes. See, I talked to her and she couldn't get the
down here.
What you looking for? South of Wichita, Wichita Falls.
November 4th, January 4th.
Middle of nowhere.